This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. And we have a lot going on. Alice in Winterland is kind of our big focus. This week we've got tickets for Alice in Winterland with a pair of passes for the Sarah and Vinny pre-show. So we'll be listening starting at 9 o'clock. We'll have those to give away, and they go throughout the day. You just got to keep it on the Alice all the live long day.
Yeah.
We'll be there early, raging.
We sure will. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, raging like crazy. We're going to drink like 4 sodas each. I might go Mountain Dew, so I'm all like, what?
Caffeined out.
Yeah, just happy. Woo! You can still get tickets. There's a few tickets left at LiveNation.com. Or just stick around. Try and win them. We're going to start with terrible, terrible news.
Oh, man.
I know. I just want to get it over with. Mac Miller, who is he's his own guy. He's a rapper, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just a rapper, or is he one of those singing rappers?
Well, rapper, singer, record producer.
Yeah, I think he produces stuff, too. Mm.
So he was an ex of Ariana Grande's, and so not only did we know that they had been together, but that possibly Pete Davidson threw him over the cliff. I don't know. The rumor was that Pete had sent some intimate photos of himself, Pete, and Ariana Grande together just to drive Mac Miller nuts. She had remained friends with him. And
with Mac, you mean?
With Mac. And he has troubles. He struggled with addiction, and he just had trouble. And even after they broke up, I want to say he had a DUI where he drove his car into a tree, and people were mad at her for abandoning him.
I said this before. I think the women who are in love with someone who's addicted, or I should say, anyone who's in love with someone who's addicted, they've tried.
Yes.
Like, trust me, they've tried. And you push them to the point, the addict does, where right. they're like, I can't anymore.
Right.
I can't.
I have my own life to lead, right. and I cannot go down this, I can't be this person for you.
Right.
And even though I'm being this person, it's not helping. It's ineffective, and I'm watching a person I love destroy themselves.
And often, for example, with me, I was like, leave me alone, please. I just want to do what I'm doing. So... you know, that you're actually pushing them away as they're trying to save you.
Right.
So on top of multiple failed efforts to rescue you, you're also giving them the finger.
Right. So shortly after she and Pete Davidson got together, Mac Miller died. TMZ had a lot of way more info than anybody really should have or needs. I mean, I've got diagrams of his body with every single tattoo and every mark that was on him, the way his facial hair grows. It's, you know, it's those body drawings, the front and the back, where they have drawn lines all over it and marked everything. I've got just a brutal description of the scene. But the bottom line is, according to the report, Mac Miller's assistant found him unresponsive on his bed in a praying position, kneeling forward with his face resting on his knees. The assistant described him as already being blue during the 911 call. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There was a quarter-inch abrasion on the bridge of his nose. There was blood coming out of one nostril. An empty bottle of alcohol was found on the nightstand. A bottle of prescription pills was found in the bathroom. The list of pills recovered in the home includes Xanax, oxycodone, hydrocodone, generic Adderall. They found a rolled-up $20 bill with a white powdery residue in his right pocket. I had also seen that they found an iPad in his studio that was also covered in white powder or had some residue on it, and then two baggies of white powder. So... as part of the report, they detail the location of every tattoo and write a description of each one of them. They released their toxicology findings, the L.A. coroner's office. And according to the report, he died from mixed drug toxicity.
Mac Miller died from?
Mac Miller. Why, what did I say?
He. I just wanted to re-mention.
Mac Miller died from mixed drug toxicity, fentanyl, coke, and alcohol. They categorized the death as an accidental overdose. He died back in, Mac died in September. He was found around noon in a bedroom at a San Fernando Valley home and pronounced dead at the scene. They're talking about the DUI back in May. He wrecked his G-Wagon on a utility pole, fled the scene, but then later confessed when they tracked him down. And, you know, they
went to his house.
Pretty sure everything has a license plate on it, right? He blew 2 times the legal limit. And so there you go. That's basically everything we have as they released the reports. Hey, Vallejo.
Yes?
There's something kind of cool that might be happening over in your neck of the woods. What do people call Vallejo?
Vallejo, or they call it...
Like what V-Town?
Yeah, I was going to say V-Town, but I know it's...
That
Brent.
Place.
No, yeah. It's something... There's something else.
That place I drive to get into the 80s.
What E-Foy calls it.
Somebody will text us.
Yeah, I feel like we've definitely heard. Oh, Valley Joe.
Hold on. I've had good times in Vallejo.
In Vallejo,
sure.
Well, I mean, Marine World. We used to hang out there all the time.
Yeah,
really good times. It looks like
Six Flags.
Yeah, whatever. What is it called?
This morning,
Discovery
I was listening
Kingdom.
To the radio. And I could tell the guy, all the names were going through the guy's head as he's trying to mention how the freeways are a little jammed up there. And he's trying to say, you could tell he's going, Marine World, Six Flags, Discovery. And then he just goes, the theme park. And I'm like, ooh, good way to pull it off.
Yeah, nice.
Good save.
It was a great save.
So the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame is apparently looking for a permanent home.
Oh.
Where is it now?
Nowhere.
Oh.
I don't know if they, about 200 people are inducted into the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, and they're looking for a permanent home. It looks like Lamont Showboat Robinson was a Harlem Globetrotter, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Hang on. Former Harlem Globetrotter, yeah. He is the founder and CEO of the project, envisions the Hall of Fame to be about 50,000 square feet. Filled with interactive exhibits, virtual reality holograms, a record shop, a recording studio, offices, and a 2,500-seat theater for performance and induction ceremonies. They are saying, he says, it won't be your mom and pop's museum. This is Showboat Robinson. They're saying, retired member of the Harlem Globetrotters and owner of the Harlem Clowns comedy basketball team. He calls it the Disneyland of music. They've been looking for a place since 2010. I guess his wife is the daughter of former Temptations member David Ruffin. And so they put this whole R&B Hall of Fame together, and they want to have a permanent home. Prince
in Vallejo.
Vallejo is where they're thinking.
So Vallejo's gotten a mention in the story as...
Yeah, right here. He basically said, I think he might live in Vallejo. The organization's inducted over 200 superstars of R&B, Prince, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, at ceremonies in Detroit and Cleveland. In 2012, he was closing in on a site in Cleveland where he was born, and he actually had spent about $200,000 on 19 acres to build a Sports Hall of Fame and Recreation Complex, but everything fell through. And then they wanted to build in Detroit, where he currently lives, but Vallejo is a possible location. He said also Detroit and Atlanta are possibilities, but it would be great if they did it in Vallejo. I mean, God, I put Vallejo on the national map.
I know.
It'd be huge.
I'd go to that.
They hope to settle on a location by the end of the year. That's not long from now. If all goes as planned, the nation will have an R&B Hall of Fame in the next 24 months.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The Avatar sequels. Oh, too bad Hooman's not here. He's the only one who would really geek out on this. There are 4 Avatar sequels in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And your brother is or is not now.
He is not working
involved.
On these.
He was
originally hired to move to New Zealand and work on the next Avatar. and it took too long. They had too many delays, and he found himself doing other stuff.
So it is the biggest, highest grossing film of all time, Avatar. You kind of forget. I mean, it's been 9 years. You kind of forget about it.
I cannot understand why.
Yeah. Well, he basically was saying that he had to develop, you know, remember he said he had to develop a whole new kind of camera and everything, or no, a whole new technology to shoot for the first one. He had to, the first, so this first of the new four, Avatar 2 is what we've been calling it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called Avatar: The Way of Water. He loves anything to do with water. He's like a deep sea guy. But he has reportedly pioneered a new form of underwater performance capture technology for the film. He said, I'm doing what's never been done before. Mm-hmm. The problem with water is not the underwater part, but the interface between the air and the water, which forms a moving mirror. That moving mirror reflects all the dots and markers, and it creates a bunch of false markers. It's a little bit like a fighter plane dumping a bunch of chafe to confuse the radar system of a missile. Yes, Vinny?
Have you noticed some of the shots on the TV show you and I both love, Survivor, have gotten so good? In the underwater shots with the dolphin and
just that tornado of fish the other night.
It's amazing.
It's like, so good. They, you know, it's funny because I don't even think they were in HD when the thing started in the year 2000 or whatever year Survivor first came on the scene. And the picture's gotten better. But now with drones, it's just so, and this underwater stuff. I mean, the photography alone, it just makes me want to go to Fiji. So is that why they do it in Fiji?
Yeah.
It's so
Was there
beautiful.
An underwater competition, or they were just showing beautiful
These, they
sights?
They just have a lot of out-of-commercial lead-in
right, like
shots.
Like bumper things where they sort of zero in on whatever's happening.
And they pass by in a blink, but if you pay attention, you go, that was amazing. So James Cameron, I'm sure, will make these things look incredible. Mm-hmm. Is the story going to be... Did he write that? I mean,
I'm
is that
sure it's going to be amazing, Vinny. Avatar 2 is going to be called Avatar: The Way of Water. Number 3 is Avatar: The Seed Bearer. Number 4 is Avatar: The Tulkun Rider. T-U-L-K-U-N, Tulkun, Tulkun. And number 5, which I guess is maybe the final one. I don't know. I mean, it seems like we'll all be dead by the time he gets to number 6. Avatar, The Quest for Ewa. E-Y-W-A. Ewa. Ewa.
That's great. Good for him.
Yeah.
I hope it goes well.
So the release dates have shifted a lot. They've finished shooting they finished shooting 2 and 3. Sigourney Weaver was saying she's done with those. I'm not sure how much is... Ewa is basically the film's version of the Force. The all-seeing, all-knowing spirit power of the Na'vi. So the four films are currently slated for number 2, December of 2020, only 2 years from now.
That's the first one you said?
The first of the new four.
Okay.
So number 2 would be December 2020. Number 3 would be December 2021. Number 4 would be December of 2024. And number 5 would be December of 2025. So supposedly, within the next decade, we'll have seen all four of these.
All right.
Boy, he better hope that second one goes well.
Yeah. Otherwise, the other's going to
Because he's
totally
shot
bomb.
Right.
Yeah. No, I can see why the studios will bet on him.
Sure. He has a pretty good track record. Liev Schreiber is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Oh,
you love him. Are you going to watch?
I do. Well, I won't stay up for it, but I can go back and watch some clips.
I saw an ad for Ray Donovan.
When is it? Is it?
I don't know, but the ad made me go, "Oh, Ray's back!"
Yeah,
like he's kicking ass and he's doing stuff. And I'm
supposed to start last month, but I haven't seen anything. Not that I've been looking for it.
I almost want to skip that one season and just go to the next season.
That's
and play catch up.
Yeah,
there's a bad season. That threw me off.
Well, we got maybe 2 episodes in. I'm like, I'm not into this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Bye.
And the problem with this character, Ray Donovan. Ooh, excuse me.
Whoa!
He needs to open his mouth and talk. There's so many times when
Rumbly.
I'm like, if he would just, no, he doesn't talk at all. He doesn't say anything.
Oh,
like, if he would just say something, he could maybe diffuse a situation, make someone understand what's going on. But instead, he just sits there with this look on his face, and I just want to bitch slap him and be like, talk!
That's his character.
I know, but it seems like in real life, you would just say something.
Well, over the seasons, a lot of the other characters have really stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
So you see a lot of more what's going on with their lives, and you realize, wow, those people are great actors.
Yep. And they're all so messed up. These people are so messed up.
What's the youngest brother's name? Bunky?
Bunchy.
Bunchy.
Yeah.
God, that guy. Talk about bitch slap.
Yeah.
There's a guy you just go, you didn't just do that.
He snaps in and out of things over the seasons.
You did not just do that.
He comes around.
Oh, Bunchy comes around?
Yeah.
Well, Bunchy's got some growing up to do.
Yeah.
Some bad stuff happened to Bunchy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
So anyway,
he is
hosting SNL this weekend.
He is, and this will be his first time hosting. Mm-hmm. So hopefully he talks.
I don't have high hopes for that one. And I love him.
I know.
Is there a saying who's going to be musical on there?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, Vin.
I like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne. Sorry.
This will be his second SNL appearance as a solo musical guest and third overall. His 12th studio album, The Carter Five, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. So if you are a...
I wonder if they get Lil Wayne in any bits.
Oh, let's hope so. I mean, come on. Aww.
He is a character, no doubt.
He could do all the talking in the Leaf Schreiber
right.
bits. It'd be so funny if like every bit is like Leaf just standing there. Things happening around him and he watches.
He keeps doing U-turns.
Right. Oh. So I'm sure he'll do songs off this new record.
This is old.
This is old?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is super old.
Is this like a hit?
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Breakthrough hit right here.
Pretty sure I've never heard this before. Oh, that's pretty.
I would like you to marry me. Hey, this article says that Ray Donovan started its sixth season premiere October 28th.
Oh, boy.
So just started.
So yeah. Just started last week. Or
you figured how it would have to somehow coincide with his appearance on SNL.
Is that a Sunday night?
Yes, I believe it is.
So we're probably two episodes deep.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe we'll jump back on. Just like skip all of last season.
Probably the last season, right? Have they said that?
I don't know.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at some point, like, you know, the clock's got to run out for him, doesn't it? I mean, he's just, you know.
Someone's going to get him.
I really feel like he's hanging on by, like, the last scrap of a fingernail.
He's not exactly someone that you go, like, he's in the gym a lot or, like, a lot of the stuff he gets himself into, you go, someone's going to beat you up eventually. You're not, like...
Mm-hmm.
Invincible.
Well, you just don't see. I mean, when's he ever training?
I guess they just don't show that on the show. He must, but he looks like he's got quite the workout.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely. I mean, I love, though, this is a character. This is the guy. I love when he goes to his trunk, gets a bat, and walks into a building. And you just go, oh, no.
What's going to happen?
Well, you know what's going to happen. He's going to come out done.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't worry, he's got two guns on him.
He ruined so many shirts. Like, he's always got to pull a fresh shirt out of the back, too. He's got them in packages.
Not a
blood
bat,
all over
Ray.
His shirt.
It's so messy.
Yeah. Put on a plastic suit first. You have to go to your kid's school thing after this. Or he's in the middle of some just, like, crazy car chase. And, like, you know, his daughter calls him on the phone. And he's taking the call.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be all calm. Oh, my God. That show.
Then the U-turn.
Yeah.
Right. Always a U-turn.
Always a U-turn.
Daddy, I need you to do something right now.
Ray, get over here. I need you.
I don't know how he keeps it all straight, but he's like the best juggler of all time.
Mm.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Car surfing makes the news.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can join Alice for happy hour this Wednesday. That's tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30 at Blondie's Bar in San Francisco. It's at 540 Valencia Street. Drop by and enter for a chance to win Alice in Winterland VIP concert packages.
Yes!
Hello! Including passes to the pre-party with Sarah and Vinny. And keep it here on Alice for more chances to win that stuff as well.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by voting.
Oh,
Today is the day we vote.
Do
so
that.
There's a reminder for you. Not that you need one, because they're out there everywhere, but we'll do that too.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, please take your signs down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, I get it, you know, signage, important. You want to get your name out there. Once the vote's done, send that same crew out and have them take those signs down.
Yes.
So that we can have a clean, clear view of the beauty that is California.
Mm-hmm.
California. Here's what's happening. I want to begin with a story I told you. This is a dumb story. It's so stupid that I think probably half you went, he didn't read that right.
Is this the thing you were laughing about?
Yes.
Okay.
I came in here and told you I was circling, I'm sharking the food counter at Whole Foods for my lunch. And I'm about to pick up some egg rolls, and I look at the, they have at Whole Foods, they put a little sign up that says the calorie count. Right. That's me.
Sharking.
Circling. What looks good? And I decide I'm going with the veggie egg rolls. Dang it. I'm going to have like three of those and a couple little things of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lunch, right?
Yeah.
And I look at the calorie count, and it's almost 3,000 calories per egg roll. 2,800 something. And
right.
I'm like...
So we all lost our minds.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm all, okay, well, I'm putting those back.
Yeah.
Even
eating
though
those.
That's against the rules. Someone got a picture of the egg rolls with that sign that proves the calorie count they're posting. They sent it in. You see it there?
I see it.
2,890 calories per egg roll.
But that's impossible.
No, it's right. It's impossible as... The person who took the picture went to the people at Whole Foods and said, you guys, there's these are wrong. This is wrong. And they went, oh, yeah, they're 80 calories.
80?
80.
They're 80.
No wonder our egg rolls haven't been selling.
Right. They're 80 calories.
So did they say it was a typo or
oh,
something?
Oh, man, 80 calories. That's like diet food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's in those? I mean, I know they're fried or whatever, but there's only veggies.
Right.
And not even like. You know, egg
right?
Rolls.
No, there's like shredded cabbage and
right.
shredded carrots.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no like, you know, beefy. There's no, you know, highly caloric broccoli in there.
Right. Drenched so in butter. Funny.
So what did everybody? Was this from the same Whole Foods?
I don't know,
or is
but
it...
I know that that's the sign I saw that so there's the proof that happened.
80 cal. Oh, I believed you, but I did feel like. Is it possible you misread it?
That's
like,
what
is
I'm
it...
saying. Right. I figure you probably all thought, you know.
What did Brent say? Did you have a glasses on?
Yeah, right.
Right.
So.
There we go.
Vindicated.
It happened.
Oh, Vin.
All right. This story I saw last night, and I just felt horrible for everyone involved.
Oh, no.
I know
the
guy who did it is responsible, and he should have been the grown-up in this situation, but it's awful.
What the hell happened?
An Uber driver is facing charges after prosecutors say he allowed teenage boys to car surf on his vehicle, resulting in an injury that killed one of the teens later.
Oh, my God. What is car surfing? Just be on top
Getting
of the car?
Getting on the roof of the car.
Oh, my God.
And pretending to surf it like...
Like an idiot would do. Okay, got it.
Except the street is, what, 7 feet down?
Mm.
How tall
and
is
hard,
it?
Hard like a rock.
Right. Meanwhile, you're also moving, so there's a good chance you'll fall. Daniel Chima, 25, is the driver and has appeared in court on second-degree manslaughter charges. He's pleaded not guilty. That's the Uber driver, everyone. Mm-hmm. Dude's 25. Prosecutors say three teenagers paid Chima $40 on September 23rd to let them climb on top of his Toyota Highlander, and one of the teenagers... fell off.
Mm.
I guess apparently he injured his head when he struck the ground, as you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
During the stunt, gone wrong. Apparently they went to a friend's home after the fall, and he went to sleep. This kid who... And then died while sleeping.
Oh, God.
Due to brain injuries
to
hours later. No.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So they say, you know... The driver is at fault. He was the adult in that situation, and it's his car, and he allowed them for $40 to climb on top. It was a bad decision.
You know...
He's the adult.
He is the adult.
And you know what? You say it all the time. You just said it this morning. Your boy, who's not quite 18 yet, takes Uber. Mm-hmm. You're putting your under 18 child in the hands of a grown-up, supposedly.
Yeah, hoping that they're not going to let you climb on top of the car and dive off of it. I think it, on sort of a larger scale, this reminds me of Natasha Richardson, who was Liam Neeson's wife.
That's it.
She fell and hit her head. Mm-hmm. She was not visually harmed. And later died of the... I really think that any time that you've really gotten your bell rung, you know when you... I just feel like you got to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, I may have to have a conversation with my kids. Like, look, you know, first of all, don't go to sleep. That seems like the worst thing you can do. And sometimes if you hit your head hard, you should go to the hospital. Like, clearly horrible things happen. Mm. This is so tragic.
Officials say in court that the boy's injury hadn't been clearly visible before he fell asleep and died.
Right.
But the teens had been drinking, which is one of the reasons you shine on what's wrong with you, because you don't necessarily feel it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Uber, for its part, has said they've permanently barred the driver from ever being an Uber driver again.
Oh, great.
But they probably can't sue Uber, right? Because are they independent contractors as drivers?
Maybe there's no liability? I don't know. I mean, it seems like anybody can sue anybody, but maybe that would be their defense. Like, there's nothing. I don't know if you have to. Maybe that's in their handbook now. You're not allowed to let anyone ride on the outside of your car.
Yeah.
For $40.
Oh, dude. It's awful.
Chima is being held on $200,000 cash bail and is facing up to 15 years in prison if convicted. How much time does that guy get? He let a guy surf on the top of his car. The guy, under 18, drunk, fell off, hit his head, and died that night. What does he get?
I don't know. I just feel like...
It's hard to put...
To put someone in with hardened criminals
when
they...
Well, and time on someone's life like that.
Right. Well, but the other thing is, you know, I feel terrible for everyone. Like, people make stupid decisions all the time. And this is among the most stupid of the decisions I've heard. I don't know. Give him 6 years.
707 says a Highlander sits higher than a standard car.
True. Mm-hmm.
We have a Highlander.
Oh.
And they have a kind of a roof racky type. Well, ours does anyway. It's like those little runners on top.
Yeah. They don't all, but yeah. I mean, some of them are, I think the Highlander is another one of those. It can be a hybrid, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like a Prius.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know what to say about that. It's hard to put time on it because the guy certainly didn't mean to. But, dude, you're in charge of your car and those kids. I don't know why you wanted to be their friends. And I don't know how bad your finances are, but $40 certainly wasn't worth it.
No. Well, retrospect, you know, of course it wasn't worth it. And that's just there's no good outcome for anyone in this story.
Let me ask you, okay. I know someone's in their car yelling this right now, or at least thinking it. I'm half crazy. I do a lot of stuff that most people would say, I'm not doing that. What are you, stupid? Whether it be surfing or the things I've done, skateboarding or all the stuff, right? If some kid said, can I get on the roof of your car? I would say absolutely freaking not.
Mm-hmm.
You go talk to your dad. If he's cool with you riding on the roof of his car, then get on his car and he can drive you around.
Right.
The answer is no.
Right.
So I don't know what was wrong with that dude, but I wouldn't.
25 and needed $40.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just would never have done that. Even as a young man. I don't think that that's something I would have said, sure.
I don't know about this, Vinny. Someone's saying a statement. The driver wasn't taking him on an Uber ride. It wasn't an Uber transaction. He might be an Uber driver, but Uber was not involved.
So this is someone who knew these kids? Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
I'm seeing that the transaction wasn't part of the Uber transaction.
The $40
was... That was a separate deal, but that they were taking an Uber home.
Mm.
Last night was Monday Night Football, and the Titans beat the Cowboys, everyone. So 28-14, nobody cares. I mean, I let that one pass. Did you?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I know John watched it, which is...
Might be why he threw up?
Maybe.
Was he throwing... Was it the top or the bottom?
Both.
Oh, dear.
He was sitting and holding a trash can.
Oh, dear.
So awful.
Oh,
it
my.
It was.
Maybe it's something your brother made or.
Maybe. I feel so guilty for coming to work. Like, he was so, like, I don't know if you should go. I'm like, I got it, but I have to go.
What do you mean he was, I don't know if you should go?
Well, you know, I'm like, are you going to be okay? I don't know. Are you going
to,
should I?
Did he want you to take him to the hospital?
I don't know if he wanted to go to the hospital, but I definitely felt like he wanted me to stay. Felt so bad. I'm like, I have to go.
There's nothing you could do for him.
I know. What am I going to do? Wipe his butt for him?
Exactly.
I suppose
wipe
I probably could have cleaned
his butt.
Clean the damn bathroom up. You had to do that in my bathroom?
Oh, it was yours specifically?
Well, he has one that he uses specifically, and I have one that I use specifically.
And he went for yours.
Well, it's the closest one.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be cleaning up stuff on the floor leading to his bathroom.
Right. I'm glad he used my bathroom, actually. I'm sorry I said that.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
The jock strap. Ever seen anyone in one of those?
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, I assume that I've seen someone, and I know what they look like. I can't remember, like...
The jock strap is one of those weird items that is... It's got a mesh sort of front... Which will actually leave the mesh shapes on your hose.
Fun.
It's not fun. And because of the
and strap markings.
The straps come up around the butt cheek on the sides. Mm-hmm. Not a thong.
It's like a.
It looks like it lifts your butt up. I mean, that part looks good.
Yeah. It's a jock bra.
Yeah.
So just
a little
to be
lift
clear,
and separate.
The jock strap. It was invented in 1874 to help bicycle jockeys as they'd make deliveries on cobblestone streets in Boston.
Oh. God, that must have been a nightmare. Huh?
Do they still have the cobbles in Boston or no? They
do?
On
a lot of the old streets, sure. It's historic. It's a piece of granite, you know?
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, that's where that comes from.
That is very...
I think they're useless.
Well, I think that they are too. I mean, what these people needed was gel pack technology. It seems like bicycle seats are just so, like, I've never sat on a bicycle seat that I was like, this is a comfortable one. They're all just awful.
Oh, they're good. I ride a lot. They're fine. Try riding without one.
Well, I was thinking, like, what if it was just like a,
you don't want to do
like
that?
A big square cushion. Or something.
A big square cushion.
Yeah, I could sit on it like
you
I'm sitting
a
on a couch
on your bike.
Yeah, like a couch on my bike.
God damn it!
With
a place to lean back a little bit. You know, just like sit.
Every time you find a way to make something more lazy.
Well, not lazy, just like more comfortable. Like I hate that.
Yeah, but now
my
you
butt
can't
wind
pedal.
Up hurting my, you know.
Can't just
the framework
use the
underneath
ease.
Is
yeah. I could just sit there.
Get a motorcycle, then just shine it on.
I'm not doing that. That's for sure.
Right.
That's for sure.
Amazon was originally going to be called Relentless. In fact, if you go to relentless.com, it will take you to Amazon.
Of course, that's what it was going to be called. Relentless. They are relentless. And I'm relentless in my use of them. Thank you, Amazon.
It works.
Yes, it went right to Amazon.
Relentless.
Missing kids aren't on milk cartons anymore because the program was a flop.
It was?
Only about 70 missing children were ever featured on milk cartons in the U.S., and only one was ever found.
Oh.
So it didn't work out.
I mean, that one was well worth it.
Yeah, sure, I feel like they found one. Mm. It worked.
Okay.
Well, at least it got the faces in front of you, you know?
Yeah. As a kid, I would sit there and study
yeah,
it.
Yeah, stare at the
as
face.
As you're eating your cereal,
well,
you just stared and stared.
Well, that's because you sit down with your milk and your cereal and your bowl.
And you got to read something. Yeah, yeah. How many
the
you
box
know, info
the
facts? Yeah. Right. Well, I know that I get, you know, 2 grams of fiber in this one.
They obviously knew that.
Yeah.
Our eating habits, how it works. One last one.
Okay.
Oh, where'd it go? My platypus one is
oh,
gone.
Oh, no, your platypus. The platypus is such a strange animal.
Platypus.
Oh, there it is. Platypuses don't have nipples.
Well, they don't need them. They lay eggs, right?
They sweat out milk for their babies.
What?
They sweat out milk for their babies.
Hold on. I thought they were... Aren't they sort of a weird mammal, non-mammal hybrid?
Duck-beaver hybrid.
Such a strange animal. Do they lay an egg or not? And they're telling me that the baby has to lick the milk off their bodies.
They sweat out milk for their babies. And I don't have eggs or otherwise here in the story. They just don't have nipples and they sweat out milk for their babies.
From like their armpits? Is there someplace specific or is it all over their body? Like they just position themselves above and let them
accept
sweat.
It.
I can't accept it and move on.
There's so many weird things about platypi.
Okay. So the drops gather in their belly and the babies lap it up.
Mm. Oh.
Because, yeah, I guess.
So they have to be like sitting on a couch, letting, you know.
Yeah.
Creating a pool.
Here's a picture for you.
Cute.
All right.
I like it.
I need to see this.
Oh, I can't see that at all. Oh, there you go.
Ooh. Oh, those are the babies.
The babies are bright pink.
They're just horrible looking. God, look at that animal. That's a joke in the animal world. Like, what is that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm seeing a few problems.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
650 says, the movie... They're referring to Bohemian Rhapsody, which you saw yesterday. And how many thingies did you give it?
Four.
Four out of five.
Four out of five. It's great. I liked it.
The movie is not historically accurate. He wasn't diagnosed with AIDS until after Live Aid.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't see the movie. If you read about Queen, you see the movie fudged the facts. And Freddie didn't tell the band until 89, 2 years after he was diagnosed in 87.
Oh, boy, because he came right out with it.
Like I actually right saw a there. Documentary last night that said with those the text
people are
just
saying,
said yeah. Mm.
What documentary did you watch?
It was something on the Reels channel.
Oh,
R-E-E-L-Z. They do a lot.
I should watch that. I'm hungry for Queen now.
Mm-hmm. They do. I want to see stuff. I want to see Real Freddie. They do a lot of music stars and of course celebrities.
Right.
I love that stuff.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Reels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they mentioned... Okay, hold on. This is also about the movie, too. They say that... Crap, I can't find the one that did it best. But the people were texting in said they did have a guy who did the singing that wasn't Freddie Mercury. And so Rami...
But then also wasn't Rami.
Right. No, it was Rami, this dude, and Freddie mixed together...
So Rami did do some of the singing. They did mix his voice in. Right.
Whether that was for authenticity or just simply.
Someone says the other guy's name is Mark Martel.
Okay. There's a bunch of texts on it.
Does a really good Freddie impersonation. But it was clear at times. I was like, okay, so that's brand new and doesn't. Not quite the same.
Here, Rami said there's a brilliant singer who did the soundtrack along with Freddie's voice and a little bit of Rami mixed in.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let me see. I have some good stories here. I'm going to start with Nicki Minaj. It has made history. You'll be interested in those stats. And then binge watching and how much we love and hate it.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.